Hey, Red Edition, welcome and happy day. Recently, I had a long conversation with a homeless man who was kind of interested and wanted to share with you. It went like this. I said, hey, how did you end up this way? And he said, you know, up until last week, I actually had it all. I had plenty to eat. My clothes were washed and pressed. I had a roof over my head. I had television. I had the internet. And I went to the gym and the pool every day and to the library as well. I was working on my MBA online. I had no bills and no debt. I even had full medical coverage. And I ate really well. I felt so bad for him. I said, hey, what happened? Drugs? Alcohol? Divorce? No, nothing like that. I got parole. Okay, next here, what we got is a little bit of news for you in Canada. The latest poll there shows that the Liberals are ahead of the Conservatives by about 2 points. They come in at 37.6%. Chances of them winning the next election, the Conservatives are 36.6, and then splintered parties have the remainder. I wonder if the Conservatives will ever figure it out. I mean, 60-some-odd percent of Canadians have never voted for you, and you continue to do the same thing. And why is it that you're running neck and neck with the other party, who happens to be the governing party in Canada? That would be because you're the same. Maybe you're all crazy, you're all goofy, you're all goofs. Fix it. Do something conservative. Open your mouth and let some conservative words fall out. That would be good, and then maybe people would vote for you. There's a mayor in, can you keep up? Am I going too fast? Breaking into auction, 20 by 20 by 20. I used to do that. Hang on, here we're back to business. There's a mayor in Manitoba, in a small town. Recently, he said this. His name is Murray Wright. He said, I know what I'd like to do with Mr. Trudeau, who, of course, is the prime mistake in Canada. I'm sure that the first pig we run through the pipeline when we get a bill out west is that he's duct taped to the front of it with that pig behind his butt when it goes. A pig is a device. No. A pig really is a device that's ran through a pipeline to perform maintenance. And then he turned around and said, I'm sorry. He apologized. Sign of weakness. Don't apologize. You should have meant it when you said it. I think you did. But now you ended up saying you're sorry because some left-wing whack said, say you're sorry. Bad. Don't do that kind of stuff. Because that same government, wow, you should call them more names. Goof, commie, the cheese is off the cracker, the elevator doesn't reach the top, pick it. But here comes some more information for you. That same government, ran by the same prime mistake, just offered to spend, or are spending, $115 million for temporary housing for asylum seekers in other provinces in the West, $50 million for those same people to walk across illegally. But come on, let's have a lug fest, as long as you vote for me. Another $50 million per province, that would be in Quebec and other places, and they're giving $150 million to fund the government's feminist international assistance agenda. Did you get that word international? That means it's not for Canada or Canadians, it's for people in other countries. Hey, you look like you're straight, y'all should be queer. Here's some money, here's a check, that's what's going on. And these are the people, Mr. Mayor of small town of Manitoba, that you said a thing about, which was actually kind of neat. Then you backed up. Don't back up. Stop that backing up stuff. President Trump and the NRA called for teachers and school staff to be armed. Kind of simple. That was a year or so ago. Bad guys are coming into school places where the signs say gun-free zone, and they're doing bad things. And so Trump and the NRA again said, hey, teachers should be armed. They should be trained. They should be armed. 400, I'll get it, got to find it, looking. It's about 400 and some odd schools anyway that have done that. And now in New York, they're saying it's legal here, but we want to change it because they shouldn't have that right. We want to go back to being defenseless. That doesn't make any sense to me. Mind you, they're left wing. I guess that kind of goes with it because the same state, the governor now has passed a law, legislation that says abortions now are legal up to the time of birth. Canada is the only place in the free world, in the world, free or otherwise, that allows that to happen now. 1 second before birth, you can have a legal abortion. Hospitals don't recommend it, of course. But you can legally do it. 1 second after birth, if you kill the baby, it's murder. And now in New York, it's the same thing. He calls it reproductive health. This moves abortion from the state criminal statute to the health code. They walk among us. These people are all just crazy. Crazy. I got more. Y'all come back tomorrow. We'll have more for you. See ya.